Hello, hello. Welcome back to Teach Languages Online, the podcast giving you the best advice about your online language teaching business. My name is Lindsay of Lindsay Does Languages. I am your host for this show and for this episode. And this time we're going to be talking about how to avoid loneliness when teaching online. Such an interesting topic. Before we get into this, I do want to recommend, and I'll share with you at the end as well, that we have lots of little things coming your way in autumn with the online teaching starter kit that will help to do just this, help to avoid loneliness. Lots of kind of community and human connection based bonuses that will be happening. So you can join right now, so you're ready to go, or you can hold off till September. It's all good. And the link is in the description, or it's lindsaydoeslanguages.com/OTSK. Okay, so let's talk about this. Oh, it's a tricky one, right? When you're running your own business, especially when you're working from home, it can be just all too easy to not speak to people for days. And when this leads to loneliness, it's then easy to feel resentful towards your work. So we really want to flip this around. We want to tackle this before it becomes a problem. Does that make sense? So we're actively seeking out things that we can do, things we can put in place to help avoid this. These are all things that I do, that I've tried myself. Let's get into it. So first of all, it's all about knowing your recharge status. And I'm intentionally kind of created this phrase, recharge status, because I kind of get bored of introvert, extrovert. I don't think it's that simple in this regard, you know, because avoiding loneliness, the obvious answer is just get out there and meet people. And it's not just about that, right? You could be in a crowded room and still feel incredibly lonely. And so that's why it's also worth knowing your recharge status, aka, are you someone who benefits and draws energy from being with others? Or do you find it enjoyable, but also a little draining? And that's why I'm like, and I know I'm saying the words as I'm telling you why I'm not doing it, but that's why I'm not saying extrovert, introvert, because that then I think often gets reduced to, if you're an extrovert, you recharge from other people. If you're an introvert, you hate being with other people. And that's very offensive to introverts. It's like, it's not that you hate people. It's you can find it enjoyable, but it could also just be a little draining. So it's really important to know where you kind of recharge off the bat, because if you're thinking, oh, I want to avoid loneliness, I'm just going to go out every single day and fill my time, that isn't necessarily it, right? Because if you find social interactions enjoyable but also draining, just please don't feel that to avoid loneliness you simply need to spend more time with people, because if you do and that's how you feel in the first place, that'll just lead to frustration and exhaustion. Okay, so we've got that out the way. That's the like the headline of the whole thing of this. Now we've got some kind of core ideas that will help. So here we go. Get outside. That's it. Get outside. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate. You don't even have to speak to anyone else, but you do need to get outside. For me, I normally walk before work, kind of first thing in the morning normally. If I can, on my lunch break too. And then after work, some days I'll go outside to exercise. And that might sound like a lot, but it really helps to break up my working day. And then as a result of that, break up my alone time. So it's not so much about getting outside for a walk and intentionally talking to strangers, although if that's your jam, absolutely go for it, do it. Instead, it's more about simply being around other people. So even if you're in a small village and you might just see one person driving past on your entire walk, it's not like, oh, there's a person, I must wave at this one person in their car. Like, and they'll think, whoa, who is this? What's going on? And then they crash because they're distracted by your very excitable waving. No, it's not so much about that. It's just, I find it that knowing other people are going about their day is a really nice reminder that we're not alone, right? So that in itself, just getting outside in some way or another, speaking if you want to, but not necessarily. Second, joining something social. So if you do want more connection with individuals, then you can absolutely intentionally join something that is social locally. So here I'm not thinking about just going for a walk and maybe you'll see someone. I'm thinking more that you are attending an art session or a sport class or a book club or a language exchange, anything that involves hanging out and speaking with others. You don't have to make friends necessarily. I'm very, very guarded with the word friend personally. I know for some people it's like, oh, that's my friend that I saw one time and I'm going to use the word friend to describe them, right? I'm quite guarded with that word. So that isn't necessarily what we're going for here. It's not that you have to go to these things and make friends, but just that the human connection there is a great way to help avoid a lonely evening after a long day working solo at home. Connecting with similar folk. So there are times when you'll want the people that you connect with to be working online or teaching or simply just running any other business. It's really nice to know that when you tell people what you do for work, you don't need to, I call it translate and explain every other word. I've managed to kind of condense it now into, I work for myself, I run my own business, I teach people how to learn languages. That's kind of the shortest version. And sometimes people still go, oh, so can you teach me how to learn Spanish? Yes, I can. There we go. Like, you know, and so it kind of creates a little bit without the need to fully explain. And that's nice then when you're with people who get it and who understand. So this could be in the form of an online group, like a Facebook group, or it could be an offline networking event for all business owners. Once in a while, this can be a really welcome relief. Next up, find an accountability buddy. So something that can work well for both types of recharge status is having an accountability buddy. This is someone with whom you're going to check in regularly to see how you're getting on. And you can decide between you what you want this to look like. You get to decide what you mean by regularly. So that could be that you meet online once a week, or maybe you live close and so you meet in person every month, or perhaps you check in via text or email every fortnight or every day. It's up to you how you check in and how often you get to decide between you. So whatever this looks like, you want to ensure that you're both honest about your expectations of what you want from that connection so that you can be getting what you both need from it to help avoid loneliness. Next up, attend co-working spaces. So sometimes you just need the energy of other people working who get your style of work. Again, with the connecting with similar folk, this can kind of double up, right? And co-working can be great for that. Have a look around because there might be places nearby with regular memberships, which could be useful that if you find that you like this idea on a regular basis, that can work really well. Alternatively, perhaps you prefer the idea of a day pass where you simply pay for one day at a time, kind of a pay-as-you-go model. And this way you can use the co-working space just every now and then when you need that little buzz of other business people working around you. When you've got really focused work, it can be a really handy, you know, handy thing that exists. I've been to some where you don't speak to anyone, where you kind of, it's very quiet, you have your own space, and it's just very quiet, and you and other people are like in closed rooms, and so you just don't speak, but just still knowing that other people are there is, I found, really helpful. And then I've been to others where people really want to talk. It's almost like networking in itself, and like within 5 minutes you're getting business cards passed across the table. And so it's, they vary is what I'm trying to say. So have a look. See if there's something that works for you in that vein of co-working space. Alternatively, work in the library. If there's no co-working near you, or if there's not an option for that suits you, try libraries. I often go and sit for a couple of hours to work quietly in my local library. If I'm having like a sleepy kind of afternoon slump where I notice, oh, I'm just getting up to like go to the toilet or to just go and, I don't know, pour myself another glass of water, like when I don't really need it, then I think, yeah, I'm sort of wasting my time here. let me get up, let me go out and be in a different place. And simply being around others, even if not everyone is working necessarily, that does help me to get more work done, especially knowing that I've got a limited time to get it done in, knowing, oh, the library's going to close in a couple of hours. I've really got to get this done. Take yourself on a work date. So this could be combined with the last two, right? Maybe you're like, what is a work date? Well, it's a whole day of just you, your laptop, your notes, whatever you need for a particular day of work, catch up or check in that is mobile and portable, right? So for me, I like to catch a bus to nearby cities and towns, find a cozy cafe, a library, or even a co-working space for a fresh change of scene. And bizarrely, there is some kind of power, some kind of magic in this change that often comes in unexpected ways. So it's very, very rare that I'll take myself on a work date and not get an unexpected enrollment on a course or not get an exciting opportunity pop up in my inbox, right? So very recently, I was in a short video on BBC for BBC Ideas, and that email, the initial email said, oh, would you like to be in this video, came on a day where I'd taken myself out for a work date for the day. I'd gone and I'd done some work. I'd gone and had some lunch. I'd done some more work. I was on the bus back and I see this email, right? Like, that's so bizarre. So there really is something about that change of scene that I feel just helps to bring good stuff your way. It's like a change of, like, I don't know. It's really strange. If anyone can explain it to me, please, I need to know. And finally, and we touched on this a little bit earlier, but I'm being really specific here, joining a teacher community. So if you want regular connections to other online teachers specifically, not just people working online or teachers in general, like online language teachers that teach in all sorts of ways, then joining a teacher community of sorts could be the answer. So you could try Facebook groups, offline meetups, any other place you typically find community, have a look and see what you can find. And I also have to mention here, like I said at the beginning, there's opportunities on occasion to connect with others in the Online Teaching Starter Kit. And so from September 2023, so in the autumn, we'll be starting twice monthly calls. That's live social question and catch-up call, so a really chill Q&A, essentially. Imagine that if this was real life, we'd be sat on the comfy chairs in the coffee shop, right? Not in like a stuffy meeting room in a co-working space. We'd be like on the comfy chairs in the coffee shop for this call. And we also have the other call that we're going to have every single month is a co-working call. So both of these, you've got these bonus opportunities to just connect with others and to help avoid feeling lonely when you're teaching online. So you can join now or you can join in September. I'll be sharing more in a few weeks' time. And I'm looking forward to having you join. It's lindsaydoeslanguages.com/OTSK. And the link is in the description too. If you have any questions, as always, you can email me. It's lindsay@doeslanguages.com. And I will speak to you very, very soon. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.